It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and according to polls, 100% of people are willing to answer polls.
No,
it's an interesting fact.
Interesting.
According to the polls, they are.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But
yeah.
I want to know if 100% of my co-hosts are willing to answer one question. Care or don't care?
Oh my God, is this the week we strike?
We'll see. So I'm about to read some catchy headlines to my co-hosts and ask if they want to hear about them or not. We'll get into your first one. Just when you thought Facebook Marketplace couldn't get any weirder, an 80-year-old woman logs on.
Oh.
Care or don't care?
I love old people on Facebook. I care.
Dude, I care.
A woman in her 80s named Margaret Stables posted an ad on Facebook Marketplace recently. She was selling a brand new coffin.
What?
Oh no, Margaret.
What? Are you planning on not using that one? You upgraded, Margaret? What's going on?
The reason why is she purchased it for her husband and then, quote, he lived much longer than she had hoped.
No, Margaret.
She had hoped?
That was the quote from the ad. Longer than she hoped.
Why wouldn't it be just longer? Here's
a picture of the coffin.
Oh,
you can take a look at it. It's a sparkly new...
It actually is a nice coffin.
It's a bright silver coffin.
Yeah, very clean looking.
And she went on in the ad to say, he's still around, so I don't really need it, and it's cluttering up my house.
They keep it in their house?
Just to remind him every day. She's like, Bill, go clean the coffin just so you know.
Now, I should clarify something. In the photo, there's a white pillow inside of the coffin.
Yeah.
But Margaret says the pillow is not included as my dog has taken to it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. There may be some dog hair in the coffin.
So, of course, there are some pretty funny comments on that.
Yeah.
One person asked, does it fit any husband? While another tagged their partner and said, early Christmas present for you, babe.
Yay!
And others were left to wonder if the post was real, but Margaret insists it is, and she purchased the coffin for her husband after he annoyed her while he was drunk once.
No!
Oh,
I thought it was going to be like after he had like a stroke or
like
something.
Yeah, something major.
Well, last I checked, it's still available, Brooke, if you want to snag it up.
I'm going to pass.
your husband's not even going to get a coffin. He's going right in the ground. Let's go to your next headline. The chocapocalypse that could bring Brooke to tears.
Oh!
Care or don't care?
Headline. I care for
Brooke. I have to care.
Why care?
You may have seen this around Easter or Christmas time, but there's a Swiss chocolate company called Lindt.
Oh, duh.
And they're famous for their golden foil wrapped chocolate bunnies.
Yes.
And just a few years ago, a German company called Lidl started selling a similar product with gold foil around it.
Is there something wrong with me that I know both of these companies?
That was not cool with Lindt.
Oh, probably, yeah.
So the two chocolate companies battled it out in court recently over copyright laws, and maybe one of the saddest results ever just came down the other day.
No, what?
The courts ruled against Lidl. So starting next week, not only are they not allowed to sell any more golden wrap bunnies, they have to destroy their entire inventory.
No!
I'm up for the job. I will destroy it single-handedly.
No, you're not allowed to eat them. They have to destroy them.
No!
Picture giant sledgehammers coming down on top of the heads of thousands of little chocolate rabbits.
Get one of those slow-mo videos of it all, though.
Yeah,
those are so cool.
You could reach out to the Germans and offer to house 1,000 chocolate rescue bunnies while there's still time.
I will. I hope they multiply.
But you can't eat them. It's against the law.
That won't happen.
That's torture.
Yeah. Let's see if you guys care about this one. The top pop culture Halloween costume of the year. I think both Jose and Alexis would be into number one. Care or don't care?
I care.
This is the first time that we've talked about it. The top pop culture costumes that people are going to buy this year. We always like to take a look at these. Number 7 is Harry Styles' sparkly jumpsuit from Coachella.
Yeah.
Jose, you would actually look really good in that.
I would.
And what's
Harry
nice,
Styles.
You can wear it later in the year.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a versatile costume.
Number 6 is the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah, because the new one.
Yeah, it's going to be everywhere.
Number 5 is Rhaenyra Targaryen from the House of the Dragon.
Okay. She's sexy, right? She's a sexy.
She's a child, so I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, she's a child.
She's a sexy child.
That just made me uncomfortable. I apologize.
I mean, she does age over the course of the thing, but but she's a kid for most of it.
Do that for your daughter? Yeah. Sexy baby.
I'm really uncomfortable. Can we go to the next one?
Number four is the Scarlet Witch or Doctor Strange from Doctor Strange 2.
Okay.
A lot of these movies coming out. Number three, it's big on Hulu this year, was Pam and Tommy.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun costume.
Pamela
to do
Anderson
as a couple.
And Tommy Lee, so a lot of people are going to dress up like that. Number two, Rooster from Top Gun Maverick. Goose's son.
Okay.
That was sexy. I could say that,
yes,
right? Because the son is grown.
He's of age. Yeah. All you need are aviators and a fake mustache to pull that one off.
Yeah.
The number one pop culture Halloween costume for this year is Eddie Munson from Stranger Things.
I thought for sure Barbie.
Yeah, Barbie and Ken I thought was going to be
Did that movie come out yet?
No, but
the pictures are everywhere, and Barbiecore is like a thing.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Eddie Munson.
All you need for Eddie Munson is a Hellfire Club shirt, denim vest, ripped jeans, and a rocker's wig.
Yeah,
you're going to get some action if you're dressed as him.
Totally.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
Care.
What's a scarecrow's favorite fruit?
What?
Strawberries.
Oh.
That was care or don't care. Your phone tap is coming up next.